House Transportation will be in order. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Yes, this is roll for April 5th, 2017. Vice Chair Garner. Vice Chair Kip III. Representative Grubbs.
Here.
Representative Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Logie.
Here.
Representative Smith. Representative Shaw.
Here.
Representative Trebus.
Excused.
Representative Swanson.
Here.
Representative Doan.
Here.
Representative Fern.
Here.
Representative McCamey.
Here.
Chair Lavin.
Here. Thank you. Okay, committee, today we do have one bill, Senate Bill 336. Go ahead and get started with it. Senator Vance, do you want to open on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Gordy Vance, Senate District 34, which is Gallatin County. And I bring before you today Senate Bill 336. Senate Bill 336 is a pretty simple bill that just kind of puts some sideboards on the issuance of extended temporary registrations when vehicles are sold. As you all know, when you buy something, you get a temporary registration to give everybody time to process the paperwork. Well, sometimes the paperwork is not easily processed. There's all kinds of things that come up that cause a delay. And when there's a delay, you apply for an extension. And what this bill does is just kind of, like I said, put sideboards on the process a little bit. I've got some folks behind me who are going to explain to you what it does and why they're supportive of it. And with that, I'll reserve the right to close. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Proponents for Senate Bill 336, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Owen Kelly. The last name is K-E-L-L-E-Y. I'm the executive director of the Montana Independent Auto Dealers Association. And I've got a little handout I'd like to pass around if I
could. Go ahead.
This just kind of shows the bullet points of what it is we're accomplishing with this bill. While they're handing it out, I'll wait just a second here. But the first bullet point basically is kind of an important one. It shortens the length of the extension from 1 year to 90 days. Instead of allowing a dealer a full year to complete the title work on a transaction, this will require them to complete the paperwork in a more timely manner. None of the dealers I've spoken to think that a year is necessary or even a good idea. Too many things can happen in the course of a year. Dealers can go out of business, could pass away, or the consumer may decide that the vehicle they purchased wasn't the best choice for them. They may want to trade it in that time period. If the car's on a one-year temporary registration, that can cause issues with that. The second bullet point, issue another temporary registration permit instead of giving the customer metal license plates. This will keep the consumer more engaged in the title work process by reminding them every time they look at the back of their car that their title work has not been completed. As it is now, when the customer is issued metal license plates when they get this extension, the fact their title work isn't complete kind of escapes them. They just don't think about it anymore. Now, with that temporary, that paper one, it'll remind them they need to keep on top of their dealer, make sure their title work gets handled. And then the third bullet point, it would require all the counties to process these applications for the extension. Currently, the way the language of the law is worded, it says that the county treasurers may issue an extension of the temporary registration permit. Over half of the counties don't issue them right now. And mostly that's because of the difficulty of getting the customers back in to finish the paperwork. Right now, when a dealer sells a car, he has no idea if the county that his customer lives in will process one of those applications if it's necessary. One of the things is we don't really blame the county treasurers for not wanting to process those the way they are now because it has become a headache for them. With the customers having a hard time getting back in to complete the paperwork, and there's been some dealers throughout the state that have kind of taken advantage of the 1 year. That's why we want to scale it back to 90 days. So anyway, that kind of covers mostly what we tried to accomplish here. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Further proponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Joanne Lohr. That's L-O-E-H-R. I'm the Title and Registration Bureau Chief within the Motor Vehicle Division, and we come in support of this bill. There are several items in this bill that help with the processing of paperwork. A customer normally ends up at our doorstep at that one-year mark and not remembering that they needed to finish their paperwork. And so they come to us and ask for our help in order to get that paperwork completed. So the shorter time frame and the reminder on the back of that vehicle that their paperwork is not completed is something that we feel will help in this situation. So I stand ready for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents for Senate Bill 336.
Good afternoon. My name is Kelsey Wanke, K-E-L-S-E-Y. W-A-N-D-K-E. I'm the Director of Dealer Operations for the Montana Auto Dealers Association, and we fully support this bill. We also fully support all the main points. We do agree that the length of the extension should be changed from 1 year to 90 days. We do agree that 90 days is fully sufficient for our dealers. We also agree with changing the plate to a paper just to remind the consumer that their title work is outstanding. And we do agree with requiring all the counties to process the MV2 applications. This consistency is very favorable for our dealers, allowing them to know what to expect and what the counties will process. Thank you.
Thank you. Proponents? Seeing none, any opponents of Senate Bill 336? Opponents? Seeing none. Informational witness? Seeing none. Questions from the committee? Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the sponsor.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hamilton.
Mr. Chair, Senator Vance, getting only a little bit of an inkling here, and so I'm hoping you can explain it to me. What's the problem that made you decide we should do this?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hamilton, there were a couple of things. Mr. Kelly addressed the fact that the feeling with a one-year extension is that it's an out-of-sight, out-of-mind thing. Everybody tends to forget that they didn't really register their vehicle. And one of the things that exacerbated that situation is that they were giving them metal plates. So if you're not paying a real high level of attention, it almost looks like you have your regular license plate on your vehicle. And everybody just forgot that they didn't. But the other big issue was the fact that, as he stated, at least half of the counties in Montana were refusing to give any sort of an extension at all. And that was causing some serious problems, because you have situations that exist with estates, divorces, out-of-state titles, things like that, that cause the regular registration period to not be long enough to properly deal with the paperwork. So the extension is necessary, but they didn't feel a year was necessary. And they felt it was necessary to ask the treasurers to please make sure you really allow the customer to have this if they apply for it.
Follow up. Mr. Chair, Senator Vance, so what percentage of these title registrations were being forgotten?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hamilton, it's going to vary county by county. That's a really good question. I know there were counties where it was becoming a serious problem, and the one I heard the most about from dealers was Cascade County. And fortunately for both you and myself, I didn't hear that about Gallup County. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative McKamey.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Question for the sponsor, please.
Mr. Chairman, Representative McKamey.
Yes, Mr. Chair and Senator, would you please elaborate a little bit more? I see that in the description of the fiscal impact that the motor vehicle is going to be charging a fee for the 90-day temporary registration permit. But I want to hear a little bit more about that. I just want a little more explanation here on the fiscal note.
Mr. Chairman, Representative McKamey, could you maybe elaborate a little bit on what sort of information you're looking for?
Yes, thank you, Senator, Mr. Chair. And I'm trying to understand the 49,000, how you got to the 49,000.
Mr. Chairman, Representative McCamey, I didn't. The second floor did. And I'm assuming what they did is they based that on a certain number that they project of applications for temporaries. But as to where they got that information, as you know, sometimes with fiscal notes, your guess is as good as mine.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Chair.
Any further questions from the committee? Representative Doan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the sponsor, please.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Doan.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, is there a way, if your 90 days runs out, is there a way to re-extend your extension, or is it a one-time only?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Doan, no, one-time only.
Follow-up?
Follow-up.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I bought a pickup last spring, and because of the change of DMV moving and whatnot, it took over 6 months for me to get the title back in the mail. What happens if that happens in the future through no fault of your own? You don't get your title back and your 90 days runs out.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Doan, that's a really good question, and that's why I'm glad the department is here. I would like to re-refer that to Sarah Garcia if I could.
That'd be great. Ms. Garcia.
Mr. Chairman, Sarah Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Representative Doan, actually the title doesn't have anything to do with the vehicle registration when it comes to issuing that temporary plate. The 1 year registration that we're trying to change to the 90 days, it would still allow you to register your vehicle. And actually you would get your title sooner because we would be requiring the dealers to get the paperwork in within 90 days. So with a 1 year registration, you wouldn't actually receive a title. You just get to register your vehicle for 1 year. So this is just shortening that time frame. What happened to you with your title, completely separate issue and doesn't pertain to 1 year registrations at all. And I hope that it helps understand that a little bit.
Yeah, can I follow up, Mr. Chairman?
Follow up.
And kind of a related question on page 16 where it says due to circumstances beyond the owner's control. And then if we look over on page 17, we're going to be charged a $24 fee for something that was beyond our control. Could you explain how that's fair to the consumer?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Representative Doan, so the $25 fee is for a temporary registration permit, and we're actually allowing dealers to issue those. So if you wouldn't even have to go to the county for that 90-day tag. You would actually go back to the dealer, and they would issue that. The intent is, in some cases, I guess the dealers would absorb that cost of $24. But it also just, you know, it will help you get your paperwork done faster. But the intent is not to have, we don't want to send these people back to the county or to the county until their paperwork's ready to actually fully register their vehicle. So in that situation, the 90-day tag would actually allow you to go back to the dealer, and the dealer would have to deal with it from there.
One last follow-up, please.
Follow-up.
Where would the $24 go?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Doan, the currently TRP fees, why am I drawing a blank? We just talked about this morning. TRP fees actually go to the, help me out, Joanne. Right. So there's a portion, I think, that actually goes to our MTIVS account, and the rest goes to the general fund currently.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none. Senator Vance, would you like to close on your bill, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Representative Doan, the question regarding the fee is a good one because you and I have been doing this long enough that you know how I feel about things like that as well. But from a practical standpoint, having been in that industry for a long time and talking to the dealers that wanted this bill, everyone agreed that most of the dealers were going to look at it as a cost of doing business, because most of the dealers don't want to upset a customer over $25. So the feeling was that that's how it was going to get taken care of. And, of course, the beneficiary and result here was going to be the department and the general fund. And that's a topic for another conversation. But anyway, thank you for the questions, and I would ask for a due pass.
Thank you, Senator Vance. This will close the hearing on Senate Bill 336. Okay, committee, I think that concludes our business for the day. Unless anybody has anything else, we'll see you Friday, probably upon adjournment. Thank you. This will close House Transportation for the day.
I'm glad you're finished.
Close House Transportation for the day.